Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, March 16th. Welcome to the apocalypse.
Yeah, the LA apocalypse.
Yes, we managed to leave the house and come here, your loyal servants, and
we're not scared.
And serve to you some fresh radio since we were gone all of last week. I took a vacation.
You did. Tell us all about it.
And it seemed to be just good at the last minute because they're closing restaurants and bars now.
I know. Good thing you went.
Yeah. What the fuck would I have done then, right?
I know. Didn't they say a 2-week restaurant ban in LA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my son works at a bar. They told him don't come for 2 weeks till the end of March.
Yeah.
Right?
It's rough.
It's rough, man. But, you know, and the schools are out, which... the traffic is nice because of it, and a lot of people aren't going to work. So today was definitely like the fastest
I ever got to work, speeding.
Yeah.
I was speeding for sure.
I mean, even on the weekends, it's not that empty, you know?
No.
So,
no way.
So, yeah, so that's pretty sad. Unless you've been under a rock, we're attacked by a virus all over the world.
Yes.
And everybody's lives has changed. Like it seems like the new normal now.
Yeah.
To social distancing.
Distancing for sure. Everyone's bugging out.
Yeah, you know, so like in places where people have to get together, they put them like separately, like in every other seat or something.
In some parts of the world, they've actually banned gatherings of 5 or more people. Five is like the limit.
Wow.
So no more than 5.
Jeez, man. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
What do families of 6 do?
I know. And
kick the one brother you hate out.
I know. But the scariest thing, and that's what worried me the most, is not really getting the virus, but because then you die. Well, who gives a shit, you know? But we're going to have to deal... We're going to have to deal with this, you know? This is like warlike times, you know?
I never remember anything. Like, I'm from the East Coast, so we've dealt with blizzards, hurricanes, whatever. And I've never seen the shelves empty the way they've been emptied here.
Yeah.
I was at Target the other day, and I'm in the elevator, and I'm shopping for myself and my boss, right?
Uh-huh.
Because she was in the UK, so I've had to stock up for her because her daughter and her family's coming over. And I'm in the elevator, and this woman looks over at my cart, and she goes, "Was that the last bread?" And I was like, I reach over, I grab the bread, I pull it closer to me. I'm like, yeah, it was.
Yeah, don't fucking steal it from me.
I know. LA people are so nice, though. If we were on the East Coast, like, people, like, fight.
Really?
Oh, yeah, totally. Wow. Like, they would be throwing arms, for sure.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I saw some videos of people fighting, you know, over toilet paper and shit.
Yeah, I know. People are wondering, though, why we're fighting so hard for toilet paper.
I'll tell you why I think. It's because maybe just a small group of people thought it was a good idea, and then everybody's like... Gee, they're buying up everything, so I better buy some too.
Yeah, that's probably
what
happened.
That's what happens. It's a chain reaction, you know?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, you know, and then people, at the beginning, people weren't buying like pasta and rice and stuff. Now, you can't find that either.
Yeah, suddenly no one's gluten-free anymore.
Exactly, you know? Yet you have vegetables all over.
Oh, all the produce is great.
Yeah, because it's fresh, you know? People can't hoard that.
It's true.
But even milk, man, I try to get milk. They didn't have any.
Plus, everyone's touching the produce.
Yeah.
You know, I was eating an apple yesterday, and I thought about that. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, gotta wash it with soap, you know?
I know.
Jeez. So the situation is pretty bad all over the world.
Yeah.
We'll see what's going to happen here, you know? But there's nothing else in the news really than this, because
no one's even talking about the election anymore,
right? You know, it's like we don't give a shit suddenly.
Yeah,
or all the other things, you know, suddenly it's like only one thing to talk about, you
right? Like I remember it was the Australian wildfires, and then it was like the election happened and then everyone forgot about Australia.
Right.
And then now it's Corona and no one's even talking about the election anymore. It's just Corona.
Right.
It's wild.
It is wild, you know. And so the thing that scared me the most is that the economy is going to hurt. And it is, you know. Yeah, I mean, people are not working. Yeah.
Stocks are down.
You know, by a lot.
A lot. Restaurants are down 75%.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Vegas is closing the casinos. And you have to understand, casinos never close, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It's it feels like the beginning of the end, doesn't it?
It does, man.
I'm like, what's going to happen next?
I know. So the restaurant closures and the bars, those are up to the states. It's not a federal thing yet. So not all the states are like that. But I understand that West Virginia is the only state where there hasn't been anything reported, you know. And somebody wrote, no wonder nobody ever wants to go there.
I heard that they may shut down the subways in New York.
Oh, really?
And that's
they probably will have to, yeah.
I know.
As it is, I think they said they're pretty empty.
Yeah, New Yorkers don't stop for anything. Mm. You know, like even a day, like probably a day after 9/11, everyone was back on the trains doing their thing.
Right.
You know, like nothing stops New Yorkers.
Yeah, I know.
Except Corona. It's pretty scary.
I know. This is funny because I was going to bring this up because it's in New York City, but they have this thing that went viral of a rat that's carrying an Egg McMuffin in its mouth. And
where's that happening, New York?
In New York, yeah.
They show
it going down the steps. I don't know where. But down some stairs, somebody captured the picture. And so everybody's like commenting, you know, like kudos to it for carrying such a big thing because it's bigger than its body, you know.
Yeah, this rats are strong, especially New York rats, man. Those they're like the size of a hoagie. Like
they probably can withstand radioactive stuff.
Yeah, like. I mean, yeah. I remember a restaurant I worked at in New York. I went into the basement. I saw these rats like... They literally looked like when you get the demi baguettes, It was like the size of a demi baguette, but like thicker.
Wow.
It was this so big. I just remember being like, oh my God.
I know.
It's like bigger than a chihuahua.
Oh man, that's gross, you know?
Yeah, it was like a pug.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it was. It was like a pug with shorter legs.
So yeah, like New York is pretty weird, man.
Yeah. You know? Tell me about it. It's like the weirdest of the weird. And everyone back east thinks that LA is like this weird, you know, land of the fruits and nuts, like whatever, whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, it's no weirder than New York.
Right.
Like it's no
it
weirder.
It can't be. No place is weirder than New York.
No. And the thing about New York is you're right there out on the street with all of the weirdos. Where here you get to at least like stay a little bit more in your bubble, a little more.
Yeah.
Like
that's true.
I'm in my fresh smelling car and I'm not surrounded by like somebody like spitting while
that's
they're talking.
True, yeah. If I lived in New York, I'd be extremely scared to go out, you know.
Oh yeah.
Just so many people in there.
With the corona, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Everyone just like touching, like you're touched all the time in New York.
Right, I know.
It's like your shoulders. I'm like, don't touch me. I hate it. Like, don't. You know, and the homeless people are walking by and you're on a packed train. So you're like sitting there and then they're like leaning forward trying to get by. And then they're like jacket like caresses.
So it's understandable you're here in L.A. Good for you,
like,
you know.
Gah.
Yeah.
Oh. Disgusting.
Yeah. So, so nobody's flying, of course. I drove up quite a bit. I put on about 1,200 miles on my car.
Nice. That's
I
pretty
drove,
great.
Yeah. I get, well, not put the miles on when you have a leased car, but
yeah, that's true.
But I did drive quite a bit, and I don't mind it because I did make it a road trip, you know.
Yeah.
So what I did is I drove fast to San Francisco, not to. Not like taking my time. I drove there fast because I wanted to do San Francisco and north of there, you know, which I've never done before. I've driven on the one from here to San Francisco, which is very nice too, you know.
Sure.
So that I did on the way back, actually. I had some time, so I drove back to San Francisco and then took the one coming back. and I stopped at Carmel by the Sea. I stopped in Pismo Beach, spent a couple nights
there. Is that where you sent me the photos?
The photos I sent you from, I don't remember where I sent you the photos because I put them up on social media and stuff.
Oh,
but,
gotcha.
But no, I think the photos I sent you were from, I was in a place called Mendocino.
Okay.
And there's a place outside of there called Little River, and it was there, you know, places you never heard of, but there you go. I went to a place called Fort Bragg, which I had heard of before. It's like the biggest town around that area.
Yeah.
But where I was, Little River, there's really nothing, but they had this resort, and I was lucky to get it, you know, because I usually get hotels on Expedia.
Sure.
And they suggest different things and stuff. And so this one seemed nice, and I got there, and they have like, it's a huge area, you know, like nature and stuff, mountain. So they had like structures of villas with two units in each one of them. And each sure. one was at a different level on the mountain, you know. So they're not next to each other, those villas. Only right. every two are together. But it was just so amazing to be there, you know.
Yeah.
You just walk from one place to another. It was just beautiful, and a view on the deck of the ocean and stuff, unobstructed and stuff.
Love that.
So, yeah, so that was, like, very cool, you know. And
like you said, good timing, too.
Yeah, you know, so I spent a couple days there, and because I liked it so much, you know. So I ended up going not as far north as I wanted to, but I started figuring out I'm going to have to come back. It's going to be a long way, you know, so I better stop going north, you know.
Yeah.
But I went along the coast, and it was just beautiful, you know. It's California coast is definitely something to see and behold, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd done a similar trip in Oregon, and I loved that coast too, which is the same coast, obviously, on the Pacific. But California doesn't have as many little towns on the way, so it's more like so I didn't enjoy it as much as Oregon, but nevertheless, I thought it was great. And so at that hotel I was telling you about, I went to eat, and so I'm sitting there at the bar, and they give me the menu, and the woman working there goes, "Oh, we have the last serving of New York cut steak and stuff," and she kept on pushing it on me. So I'm like, "Okay, I'll take it," you know.
Really? That would make me not want it.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to, because she tried so hard, I thought, I'll take it, you know. It sounded
throwing
good.
Throwing her a bone.
Yeah. So, because I realized maybe she was asked to try and sell the last one, you know.
Yeah.
It was nighttime and everything. So I finally got that. It was a great steak, I got to tell you. It was a great meal.
Yeah.
But then I'm getting the bill. It's like $45 just for the steak.
Mm.
I'm like, what the fuck, man, you know? And I didn't ask her how much it was before.
Yeah,
you know,
easy target.
Oh, look what I just found I have in my pants. I bought new pants. Look, I got
the sticker.
The sticker with the size on it. I was just playing with it. Yeah, because I wore it for the first time this morning. I didn't realize it had it on there.
I've worn pants a couple times and then realized, like worn, washed, and then.
And then found
and
out.
And then it's been like on the inside or something. I'm like, wait. Like it must have been on the back and then washed it and then it like fell off and went on the inside.
Right,
I'm
right.
like, what's so itchy? Like, what is that? And I'm just like reaching down my pants in class and I'm like, what is this thing on the inside? I'm like, oh.
It's funny. Wow. So, I bought a lot of clothes recently, like about maybe like 5 or 8 jeans or something.
That's impressive. Know?
Yeah, because I had to replace my whole thing because I gained some weight since the hospital, since stopped smoking, you know. And plus, I wanted some new stuff, you know. I mean, enough with the same stuff all the time. So that's why I'm on that. And so I drove there and then I came back and I, like I said, I stayed in Carmel by the Sea, which is amazing. Have you ever been?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's where Clint Eastwood was the mayor, if you remember some time ago. No?
No.
Don't remember.
I didn't know that happened.
That was like way back when.
Yeah.
But he ran for mayor and he won. But it's it's a cozy little town. And so I stayed at a nice place there also on a golf course. And so I decided to go into town. And as I'm parking by the beach, I'd been there before, so I know what the town's like. So I went by the beach just to check it out. And I'm starting to see all these people walking to the beach, you know, like not on the beach, but walking as I'm arriving there. I'm like, what's happening here? And then so I walk there and I see all these people on the beach and people walking to the beach and to see the sunset. And to take pictures.
Aww.
But it was surreal to me because it was like, you know, it's like sunset time, everything's quiet, and people are just coming in, you know, like not doing anything except standing and staring at the sun. So
it's kind of weird and kind of awesome.
It was like surreal almost. I took some pictures of it, and because everybody was walking to it like in a movie or something, going to see a UFO or something.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So that was very, it was a great experience. And then, I stopped at a place called Pismo Beach, which is nice also on the way there. And that's it. I came back. So that's how I spent. Oh, and when I went to San Francisco, I was at my friend's overnight. And that was nice, too. So that's how I spent the week, you know.
That's awesome.
Sunday through Friday, I enjoyed myself a great deal. You know, I wasn't completely alone. I was on the phone a lot and
things
like that. So it was great, you know. And I like being alone sometimes, you know. You just get
to
relax and do things when you want to do them.
Yeah, not have to correlate.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's nice to have a buddy, but sometimes I'm like...
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't
get anybody to leave work for a week. This week would have been good.
Yeah,
right?
This week would have been great, except everyone's like, I'm not traveling anywhere.
Exactly. You know, no bars, no restaurants. How am I going to eat?
I know. I was going to fly home the second week in April for Passover, but my mom's like, don't.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, she doesn't want me to come home.
Yeah, not going to happen. I mean, fuck, the airlines are going through some really terrible times.
I know. Man. Flights home right now are $60, though.
Yeah, right?
I'm like, but...
I know. I don't even know how they're making money, but I guess it's better than nothing.
I know. And her birthday's tomorrow. I was going to go home for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, Mom.
Yeah, congratulations. I know. I'm like...
Oh, well.
I know. She's like, don't bring anything home.
Yeah.
She's a high risk because she's over 60, and I'm a high risk because I'm asthmatic.
Really?
Yeah, so we're both high risk. Stay away from each other.
Wow. Yeah, I was going to bring this up because they're saying anybody over 60 should watch it. And I'm fucking turning into, I'm turning 60 this May.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, God, man, I'm fucking considered an older adult. I don't like that one bit.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't feel like you're an adult. You're old, you know?
No.
You
not
really
at all.
Don't.
I've been feeling a little old this week because I got a TikTok account. Really? And I've just been making really fun videos on there. And there's people that make the stupidest videos. Like there's one guy, he has stupid videos. It's just him lip syncing to a song.
Uh-huh.
There's two videos like that on his account and he has like 500,000 followers.
Are you shitting me?
And I'm like, videos? I'm making actual comedic content and there's like 200 likes on it. Or not likes, but like 200 views, like one like.
I know. Well, it's also about how you... how you hashtag it, right?
Yeah, because I was doing all the trending tags.
Because otherwise people are not going to find you, only the people that follow you. So you got to hashtag it.
I know. I look at all the trending tags. I know For You and For Your Page and FYP, which means For Your Page. Those are all really good ones. As I'm putting the hashtag on, it shows you how many times that hashtag's been used. So I usually go for the ones that have been used over a billion times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I
know.
But then you don't come up very often on these. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
Because there's so many people that come up on that. So I don't know what works, what doesn't.
I know, me either. I'm trying to figure it out. It's pissing me off.
So what's special about TikTok? What's its claim to fame?
So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff on there. There's a lot of really stupid shit on there. Right. It's a lot of people like lip singing to a song, or like some people, this isn't necessarily stupid, but there's a lot of like singers on there. There's a lot of people dancing dance videos. There's right. people like if we're siblings and you're and you're doing a dance to a song and you're spending all day learning that dance to the song, I could be like secretly videoing you being like, haha, look at my stupid sibling learning this stupid dance. Right. Don't let this video flop, make me more popular than her. And then people will like that and it'll boost me up higher just to right. piss them off.
Right.
There's also like, I saw a guy who he makes like little ecosystems in jars, uh-huh. which was actually kind of cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like a mix of Instagram and YouTube or something, right?
Kind of, but the yeah. videos are faster. They're more precise. And I don't know, like, I have a lot of fun, like, watching. I was watching videos on there for, like, 2 hours yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I was like, this is too much time.
Really?
Yeah, but it's inspiring because it really gets your brain going. And I made, like, a couple fun videos yesterday.
Did
and
you?
A lot of the young guys on there are so hot. I'm like, they didn't look like that when I was 20. I'm like, what is that?
Really?
Why is this
like
happening?
The 20-year-olds, you mean?
Oh, my God. They're, really? Like, 18, 20. Yeah. I'm like, excuse me. Mm. I'm like, cover yourselves up.
Yeah. It's what obscene. About the 30-year-olds, no?
They're just, like, they're not even really that much on there. And so I've been feeling a little aged out. I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Well, TikTok is for younger people.
I mean, they also have, like, senior citizens on there, too, that have like funny videos and stuff. So I feel like TikTok really favors the young and favors the way older.
Really old.
Yeah. So all of us in the middle, we're kind of like, hey, you know, we're the ones that are aged out, you know?
Yeah.
So
well, see, I'm going to have to check it out and see, because at least I want to know what it is.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I made a video yeah. yesterday, fake crying. And I was like, I'm really heartbroken. And then I was like, no, really, something's wrong. And then I was like, why are all the young guys on TikTok so hot?
Well, maybe you should lower your age group.
I know, right? Animal videos get a lot. I posted two videos of my cats, and they got like more than any of the other ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, people love that stuff.
Yeah, they do. So, and they have like little fun songs. And what's cool about the app is it's really well developed. So for me, I'm not a tech person. So when there's not a lot of options for, like, if I have to edit a video, that's like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to edit a video ever in my life. I just don't want to do it.
Right.
I'd rather pay someone to do it. But on TikTok, they make it really easy to edit, to add music, to to put in like the captions like on the screen and stuff like that, and do effects and things. So the technology is there to make it really easy. Whereas like if I were to, you know, edit a video on iMovie, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Last time I tried, it took me like 6 hours to put a song on the back of a video. And I was like, I can't. I spent like a whole day. I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm just not. And my friend's an editor. He was working at this really, really, it was like one of the top agencies at the time. And he's like, well, what are you editing it in? And I was like, iMovie. And he was like, dude,
that's overkill, right?
He was like, he's like you're wasting your time. He's like, iMovie is like the worst thing to edit anything in ever.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
It's more for professionals, I think, you know.
No, iMovie is supposed to be for, I mean, he is a professional.
Oh, really?
And no, professionals use like Final Cut and like,
right, but I mean someone semi-professional, I don't know, it's like
yeah.
it's full of features, I understand. Right.
Sort of, yeah, but not. They don't give you enough features to make it easy for you.
Right.
They make you like decode everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
it's like using Photoshop just to trim a picture.
I don't want
to
do that either.
Right, but that's like overkill. You
yeah,
know?
I know.
That's what I'm saying. But
yeah, TikTok's really easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll check it out and see what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a lot of dumb stuff, but there's a lot of really funny stuff. There's this one kid on there. His name's Sean. He's like super, like, I don't know where he lives, but it's very Jersey Italian. It's like, so many guys and families I grew up with are just like that. And he does them with his, I think it's his grandma. He calls her like Meemaw or something. And she's always like yelling in the background, trying to get him to eat something. She's like, why don't you come and sit down for dinner? And he's like, I'm eating pizza. She goes, that was lunch. He goes, you got two pizzas. She goes, well, hurry up and eat your pizza so you can come and sit down for dinner. He goes, what, second dinner? She's like, it's not second dinner. She calls like a sandwich a snack. Like, he's like a whole sandwich and fries. She goes, yeah, it's a snack. And I'm like, it's so Italian. I love it. It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Have you seen any movies lately?
Yeah, I watched Honey Boy, the Shia LaBeouf movie that he wrote about his dad, that he he played his dad. That was really great. And I watched Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jojo Rabbit was actually really great.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It was really great.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I don't know if I want to see it, though, because of all the Nazi references and stuff. But
that's what I my friend and I saw a preview for it a while ago in the movie theater, and we looked at each other, and we were like, what the hell is this shit?
Right.
You know? And then I watched it, and it was, it's like defending Jewish people.
Right. It's
yeah.
got good reviews. And
yeah, it's not like...
Right. No, I figured that, but, you know, still, I don't know. I don't... I don't like to think about that shit, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But at any rate, I started watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
And I know, right?
Yeah, I'm
like, I mean, you expect it to be something special, and
I've never fallen asleep during a Leo DiCaprio movie ever in my life before,
or Quentin Tarantino.
That's
you know?
What I'm saying.
And it's like, maybe it just starts slow. Did you see the whole thing?
I watched it twice, and I got almost all the way through.
Okay.
The last like 45 minutes.
So you're saying it doesn't pick up or anything?
No, right? It's very some action. Mm-hmm. You know, I just feel like that. I feel like The Irishman, it's so like one tone all right. the way through. I'm right. like, oh my God, can we have like an intermission break or something? I gotta like stand up and stretch, like
you're
wake
right.
myself up, pound an espresso and come back too.
Right.
You know, I'm like.
And you know, I usually don't analyze movies too much, but when it's boring, it's boring, you know?
Yeah. I know.
And I only watched maybe half an hour of it, and I'm like, God, there's got to be more to it.
I know.
And if I can pay $10 for it to stream it on Amazon.
I know. And it's like the aesthetic is great. The set design is great. Everything is great. I just feel like it's just completely one. Yeah. It's one layer.
Yeah.
You know, it sucked.
Not much happening.
I still can't get over The Irishman, though. Like, I watched that, like, 3 or 4 times, and I still...
You watched the whole thing
three or four times? No.
Or just, like, different parts?
No, I kept trying to watch the whole thing in one go and kept falling asleep. I still have not seen the ending.
Yeah, neither have I.
I might just, like, watch the ending. Watch the last hour, you know?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
You know what's interesting is this new show on Hulu called Devs. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I started watching. I watched the first two episodes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I only watched half of the first one.
It's pretty good.
But it looks pretty good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, don't tell me anything.
I'm not.
Yeah, because...
It's pretty wild, though.
It is, right?
And it's weird to see the guy with the mustache.
Uh-huh.
I forget his name, but he was in The Office.
Okay.
And so I've never seen him in a serious role, which was kind of cool, so...
Is that the main character?
The guy that's running everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the guy that's running things is the one with a beard. No, I don't know about the guy.
Does he have
with
a beard in it?
There's a
he's kind of thicker guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a beard.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, yeah.
Totally.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he appears in all the advertising and everything, and in the beginning of the movie and all that. But yeah, I want to check it out. Some seems pretty good.
It's good.
Now, the third season of Westworld started on HBO.
I heard that show is incredible. I haven't seen it.
I saw the first two episodes. I mean, first two seasons or the first one. I don't know.
That might be my next binge.
Yeah. I think I'll watch the second one, too. And it's an amazing show, you know?
Yeah.
And now, the third season, they're saying they're going to show you what the real world looks like. Because the robots are escaping. So... But I don't have HBO. Maybe I'll get it for a month just so I can watch it.
Yeah, I'll probably just like get my sister's HBO Go codes and watch it on there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you gotta do.
I'm just spending so much money on streaming stuff. I'm not gonna spend another $15 on HBO.
I mean, it's the apocalypse.
It
if
is,
I
right?
die watching TV, I guess. There's nothing else to do right now.
I know, but I got so much to watch anyway, you know?
Yeah, I started watching Parasite the other day. I think I was too tired because I was not in the mood to watch subtitles.
Yeah.
And I figured that out like 10 minutes in. I kept looking at my phone and I was like, I don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not picking up any words so that I can be like, oh, that sounded interesting. You know, it's all in another language.
In Korean. Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of great hair in that movie, though.
Yeah.
Such good hair. It's so good.
Why?
I don't know. It's just so like, I don't know, the hair in that movie.
The hair.
Great hair.
For like everybody's hair?
No, some of the characters, but there's like a lot of characters that have great hair in that movie.
Oh.
Yeah. So that. Smooth. Yeah. Yeah. It's just so smooth.
I know.
I love it. It's so good.
Yeah, Asian hair is like that. It's pretty smooth, right?
My hair is so the opposite.
I know. Isn't that funny? When we are curly, we want smooth hair. And when people have smooth hair, they want curls.
Yeah.
You know, crazy.
I'm pretty okay with what's got my hair, but it just...
Yeah.
Even when my hair's straight, it's still a little fuzzy.
Yeah. I know. When I grew up, my hair was pretty curly. And you know, in the 70s, we grew it long.
Yeah.
And it would never go where I wanted it to go, you know?
Sure.
So I'd always be pissed with my hair. I was never pleased with it.
Yeah, always,
and
right?
I always wanted smooth hair, you know?
It's like a rule of thumb. Just hate what you have.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so. With hair, it doesn't work like that.
It's like you have blue eyes, you want green eyes. Actually, I feel like everyone I know who has blue eyes is pretty happy they have blue eyes.
Yeah.
You know? But I feel like people who are like, who have green eyes or brown eyes are like, I want blue eyes. And people with brown eyes want like green eyes. And people, you know what I mean? Like everyone's like, whatever.
I know.
You are what
you
are.
Some blue eyes are amazing, you know?
Some, yeah.
You can like look inside and they're like endless.
It's like clear.
Right?
Yeah. There's that's another video that's going around on TikTok. People are doing eye reveal videos and they'll play a song and then just open their eyes and they have like amazing eyes or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's like stupid, but also I'm sitting there watching it.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, he's cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are going to stay home, huh? Watching movies and shit.
My roommate's home and he doesn't know what to do with himself.
I know. I don't think I'm going to stay home, you know. I don't know where I'll go, but.
Yeah, everywhere's closed.
Yeah, everything's closed, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe just drive around or something. I can't stay in the house all day.
Yeah. I mean, go to a park or something.
Yeah,
swing
exactly.
On the swings. Sanitize everything. That's a good
idea too. But we've had, I mean, you guys have had like winter all week last week, right?
It's been raining and cold.
Yeah. And this week's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Rainy all week. I've never seen the forecast look like this for LA.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is where I went, Northern California, it was sunny the whole time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's usually not, it's opposite, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Then as I got closer here, I was inside a cloud. It was like you couldn't see anything, you know?
Yeah.
It was raining. And
I know. The sky looks kind of ominous today.
I know. Sort of like to match the mood, huh?
It's very much to match the mood, for sure. I know.
Shit.
I know. I went to Whole Foods the other day because my boss was like, asking for three different kinds of milk. And I'm like, I don't think you know that we don't have milk in the United States right now. I'm like, it doesn't exist.
Right.
You know? So.
I don't know. Now, they were saying that this company that makes, they're like wholesalers for milk. And now they decided they're going to, retail sell it, so there'll be more milk in the market. But it's usually, you know, it's like a shopping frenzy, you know, and you have to subscribe to it because otherwise you're going to be left with nothing.
Yeah, you have to.
You know, I mean, I went to Vons. I spent like almost a couple hundred bucks just on stuff just so I have some things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's scary to think you're going to be left without food.
And the only thing on the shelves right now is sauce. And ice cream.
Right.
Like stuff if you need ketchup and hot sauce, ice cream sandwiches, we got you.
Exactly.
And if you need milk, eggs, bread, I'm like, whoa. You know?
I know. Bathroom stuff, there's a lot of. I'm surprised at that.
You mean like shampoo and stuff?
Yeah, shampoo, soap, things like that. You know,
totally.
Toothpaste. I mean, the whole aisle was pretty full, but you go to the meat aisle, for example, nothing, you know?
Yeah, paper goods aisle, nothing. All no right. tissues.
Yeah. And did you see those lines for Costco and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, what is that about? Would you ever do that?
Wait in line?
Yeah. I mean, in those lines?
No, I go to Whole Foods.
Yeah. But, well, maybe they'd have it there, too.
No, Whole Foods was very civilized.
Really?
There's only one or two people in front of me. It was very civilized.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Because that Costco thing, I don't get it, you know? I mean, people are waiting hours in the parking lot with their empty carts.
Same with 7-Eleven. My teacher, they canceled acting classes for the next 2 weeks, and my teacher was, she posted an Instagram this morning, or yesterday morning, it was like 7 o'clock in the morning, and there was like a line, everyone was waiting at Trader Joe's for them to open.
Really?
Yeah, they waited like 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Yeah,
because in the morning it makes sense to go when they're just restocking, you know.
Yeah, but it's also the weekend. No one was really restocking, except Whole Foods actually did get a shipment of milk in yesterday. So I was lucky enough to get some products yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, most of the stores now are reducing their hours, you know.
Yeah.
So they can actually restock the stuff.
Yeah, I think Vons closed like 3 hours early yesterday.
Right, yeah. They put like 7 to 9 or something that they're open from 7 in the morning till 9 at night. And yeah, everybody's cutting down their hours too, you know.
We need to really appreciate like the people working in the grocery stores right now, because they're the ones that get the highest risk, just surrounded by all of us. And they're the ones like restocking and doing all the stuff that we need. So
yeah,
thanks to them.
And of course, health workers, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
I know they're the ones at the front lines.
At the front lines, you know?
Yeah, it's very true.
And it hasn't even started yet here.
I know. But things people should definitely, because I think people, I mean, coming from someone who's a nurse's kid, I have like extra radar on things to sanitize. Like I wipe my water bottle down, I wipe my phone down, I wipe my purse, my bag handles. If you have a backpack, like wash it like daily. You know, everything, like even throw your shoes in the dryer, because like you're touching your shoelaces and stuff like that. Just like your refrigerator handles, the doorknobs on the inside and outside of your apartment.
Wow, I'd go crazy doing this. You're actually doing
that?
Wow.
Yeah, definitely. Just give it a little spray. Even with my, I have a spray hand sanitizer. I just give it a quick little spritz before I leave. That way it's done.
Yeah.
You know, all the doorknobs.
Well, you'll probably have better chances of survival than I do, but...
I know. We're I'm high risk
doing,
now.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not doing it, man. It's too much. It's too much. But, you know, people are saying I refuse to get into this frenzy and into this panic, but you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like I said, if you don't go and buy you things, everybody else will buy them.
And it just all feels a little like the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
It really, really does.
I know.
Because, like, I mean, like, look at the streets. Like, L.A. traffic. There's no L.A. traffic.
I know. It's empty, right?
I've never seen shelves empty like that, and the way everyone's going around panicking. And I have a friend who's... sister-in-law, her family's from China, and they said it's so much worse than we even know.
Yeah,
which is kind of scary
in China.
Yeah, and they're saying like Trump is, you know, oblivious, or not oblivious, but he's refusing to like admit how intense everything is. And
yeah,
it's a lot, but I'm more worried about the economy as well.
Yeah, me too.
And people are talking about like, oh, you know, you have a 97% survival. And someone posted today, they were like, well, if it's a 97% survival, but I give you 100 Skittles and tell you 3 of them are going to kill you, you're going to stay away from the Skittles.
Right.
Like, that's very true. Good point. Good point.
Yeah, but how do you stay away from this? I don't know. I guess if you just stay home all the time, right?
Yeah, I know. My roommate might go to his boyfriend's house, and then it's just going to be like me in my apartment. Like, And they've banned people from coming into our building. We're not allowed to have guests, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No one in common areas. I think if they come over, we have to meet them downstairs, escort them right to our apartments. And if we get food delivery or anything, we have to go outside to meet them. They're not allowed to come in.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I stocked up on some pot.
Yeah, did you? That's what I need to do.
I know. I had a couple of deliveries. Now I have a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Because I bought some last week, too, for the trip. And then yesterday I bought some more too. So
because
I figured, yeah, you don't know if that's gonna stop. You know.
Well, they said weed delivery is booming right now.
Right.
Yeah.
But what if they stop that too? I don't know.
I should go over to Atrium in Woodland Hills.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite spot.
Yeah.
I love it. I haven't smoked in a week. I've been on a cleanse.
Ah.
Yeah. So I haven't smoked in a week. So I know if I smoke,
how do you feel? You feel good though, right?
I feel amazing, honestly. I know. So clear.
It's
like
true.
So crisp. I'm like not waking. I think the hardest part for me is like if I smoke and then I eat before bed, the combination of the two makes me really lethargic in the morning and I don't want to get up. And right. Then I have like a tummy ache in the morning. As long as I don't eat anything, as long as I don't go to bed with food in my stomach, I wake up and I feel so much clearer.
Right.
You
and
know?
When you don't have the munchies, you don't eat at night, right?
Totally. It's so hard to like not eat. I know. Even if it's like an apple and peanut butter, like one time I ate like two apples and like half a jar of peanut butter. I was like, this is ridiculous. It's like not even that unhealthy, but like peanut butter is so fatty.
Right.
And so
it probably just sits in your stomach.
Just sits there solid. And then I wake up like sweating and mouth breathing and I'm just like, like why don't I feel good? It's like, ugh.
I know. Sometimes I wonder why I go back to smoking, man, because it feels so good not to also.
It does. And I do this thing where I'm like, I have this like thing in my head that's like, yeah, right now would be a great time to smoke. And then I smoke and then I'm like, oh, I'm so anxious. You know, I'm just like lightly panicking. Right. Suddenly I have like the, you're going to die. Your mom's going to die. Everyone you know is going to die. Like, where's your life going?
Right.
And that just like swirls in my head when I smoke. I'm like, why did I smoke? I just made everything worse. And then I don't smoke. And I'm like, now would be a good time to smoke. And then I smoke and it all happens again. I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing?
I know. It's a cycle.
I know. And the procrastination. I'm like, oh my gosh, the procrastination. I'm like, in 1 hour, I'll go to the gym. And then it's like half hour later. I'm like, okay, in 1 hour from now, I'll go to the gym. So it's like I smoke to relax, but instead of doing all the things I need to get done.
Right.
And so I'm procrastinating doing the things I need to get done instead of just doing the things I need to do and then feeling calm. So I'm like smoking to stay relaxed and laying down, but I'm not relaxed at all. I'm just like casually panicking and anxious all day.
Yeah.
I'm like this did nothing. This did absolutely nothing.
Wow.
To help my anxiety.
Yeah. I'm just double checking that we're on the air.
Yeah, that we're recording.
Because someone's calling me during the show. I don't know why, but... Maybe he thinks I'm not doing the show today.
They know better.
But yeah, I know. But so yeah, I mean, everybody's hurting. And this is going to be much worse, I think, than the 2008 recession, you know, because then it was, you know, real estate, banks, you know, things like that, you know, that were hurt. But that's like everybody, you know.
I'm worried
it would come to this, you know.
I'm worried for like restaurant workers, musicians, artists, people who have like gigs planned. You know, people who work on salary are going to be fine. But the restaurant I worked at in New York, you know, it's a huge restaurant, 320 seats, and we normally do 800 to 1200 covers a night. A cover is like a person that comes in.
Uh-huh.
So you and I going out to eat would be two covers.
I see.
And now they have like 100 to 200 people a night.
Wow.
And no one wants to take the cut. Everyone still wants to work. So no one's making money. So like, I feel like if this keeps going, people are going to start getting evicted and, you know, like
shit like that.
Yeah. You know? Like, what are they going to do about that? Or, and Pence said something yesterday on TV about, you know, giving help to those people. But I mean, I don't know.
How are you going to help them if you need to help yourself?
Totally.
You know,
but also like, are they really going to do that?
And the fear also is that, you know, that uncertainty of not knowing how long it's going to be, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, how long will be able to last like this?
I mean, in China, it started in December and it's just now calming down. And I feel like China's pretty on top of their shit.
Right. But you know what? 2-3 months we can handle. But what if it goes on for a long time? A year?
I know.
You know, and it's only getting worse because more people are going to get sick.
You got to hope that we can keep it under wraps because China China's more populated than us, you know? So if they can get that many people under control, you know?
Well, yeah, maybe. But I don't think they're being truthful as far as the numbers.
Yeah, I don't think so either, you know? To be honest. And I think anyone who thinks that they're being 100% honest with us, I think is a fool.
Right.
You know, there's no way that we're 100% in the know about everything. The government's not telling us everything. They never have and they never will.
And especially the Chinese government, you know?
Totally.
And then it's bad in Italy and in Spain. And
Turned a flight around from the UK to Spain yesterday mid-flight.
Really?
They turned it right around. Wow. And so I was checking because one of the other staff members at the house I work at called me and she was like, turn the TV on. You know, I don't know if they're going to cancel the flight. And British Airways had all these flights that got turned around mid-flight. So I was afraid they turned my boss's flight around, but they made it in. So
she made it just in time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy to get on a plane. I don't know who would.
I know.
Jeez.
I mean, they wanted to come back. They wanted to come home.
Right.
So being a comfort of your own.
And how long is it going to take for them to find a cure or...
How accessible will it be?
Yeah.
I think it should be free. Everyone should get a vaccine for it.
A vaccine, right.
Yeah.
Well, it will be free, I'm sure. But the question is when, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just baffled because there's so many... scientists and researchers around the world, and they're all working around the clock, you know.
Yeah.
It's just that they're not finding anything, I guess. You know, it's pretty pretty shitty. I mean, you know, did you hear that? You probably did, that Tom Hanks and his wife got it, right?
Yeah.
Now they're saying that a James Bond actress got it. She's a Russian.
Is Tom Hanks over 60?
Probably.
Yeah.
And they're quarantined in Australia. That's where they got it.
Yeah, that's one of the baddest, worst places.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's all over the world.
Yeah. I'm sure Tom Hanks is getting the best care.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah.
And also, like, what are people doing? I mean, because of the healthcare crisis in the U.S. with nobody having healthcare or people having really no option for that. I don't have health care. What do I do if I get it?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I went for an ultrasound and an ibuprofen, and it was $10,000.
Wow.
You know, so I can't imagine. And they saw me for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't imagine if I did get the coronavirus, what that bill would look like.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But you got to get health insurance. I mean, there's no question.
I know.
Somehow.
I know.
Maybe the minimum, you know, but still.
I know.
Fuck.
I know.
Yeah. It's hard, man. It's hard.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
The apocalypse is among us. I always knew I'd be alive to see it happen. I thought that my whole life. I was like, if the apocalypse happens, it's going to happen during my lifetime. I know it. I always knew it. I've been saying that since I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's just going to happen.
Listen, the world has existed for millions of years. There's no reason why it would happen now.
I mean, it is. It's a plague right now, you know? We're going through a modern plague.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, maybe now is the time to ask why women feel pressured to shave. we talked about this the other day, but they're saying that apparently this is like... I mean, it's losing its stigma, you know, as being
like
shameful and things like that, because that's how it used to be, you know, or it's become like that.
Sure.
So they're saying that apparently maybe the reasons for it is the rise of gender fluidity. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Body positivity movement and the beauty sector's growing inclusiveness.
Yeah.
So they're saying that. But, you know, like I said, in some places, hair is fine for me. But I don't know, on legs, for women, it seems kind of weird, you know? underarm hair, I can maybe understand.
Yeah.
Pubic hair, I'll take. But
it's also what you're used to seeing, you know? Is. It's what you're used to.
It is.
And I think guys are more open. I actually saw a TikTok the other day.
Yeah.
And this guy was doing this video about his you know, how much he accepts his girlfriend, however she is. And he was like, you know, he's like, sometimes he goes, look, I don't care if you don't shave your legs, but you just have to know that it's prickly and itchy. And that's the only thing I have against it. He was like, visually, it doesn't bother me. He goes, but it's very itchy.
Yeah.
He's like, so please don't cuddle me with your legs while when you haven't shaved them or grow it in all the way. So.
I know. But it's definitely a 20th century thing, you know.
Yeah.
Never used to be like that. But they're saying that they did used to do that with seashells and beeswax. And but like back in Victorian times and everything. But yeah, but it's obviously been the...
Shaving with seashells?
Yeah, I don't know how, but... Listen, this is way back in the fucking Roman Empire. You
I guess
know?
They had to like sharpen the seashell.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, it depends what kind of seashells. Some of them are like kind of sharp on the side.
Yeah. That's a little scary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not scarier than a razor, I guess.
I know. Well, people have been doing all kinds of things. So yeah. There you go.
Seashell, sharp metal edge. I guess it's the kind of the same thing. Yikes.
All right. Well, Jen, I feel we've done a service to our people today.
Yeah.
We came in despite everything.
I know. Is anyone else coming in the studio?
Yeah, people are coming. But, you know, some of them will do their shows from home. But for the most part, nobody said anything. But then it could get worse every day, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what's killing me is this uncertainty. You know, you don't know what's every day you get up, you wake up and something new is going on, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
But we'll be here as long as we can, folks, because we like it and we like entertaining. And we're not too scared.
No.
I'm not.
Me either.
Yeah.
We'll be all right.
Well, thank you for joining me, Jen.
You too, Sam.
Okay, glad thanks, everybody. And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Happy Corona.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.